But someone has testified somewhere. What are human beings that you are mindful of them, or mortals that you care for them? You have made them for a little while lower than the angels. You have crowned them with glory and honor, subjecting all things under their feet. So writes the author of today's epistle, who knew the Hebrew Scriptures well enough to quote, with some changes, the hymn of praise we know as Psalm 8, and to apply the psalm to Jesus. Let's hear the prayer book version of the psalm in its entirety, remembering that it was originally about humanity in general. O Lord, our governor, how exalted is your name in all the world. Out of the mouths of infants and children, your majesty is praised above the heavens. You have set up a stronghold against your adversaries to quell the enemy and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars you have set in their courses, what is man that you should be mindful of him, the son of man that you should seek him out? You have made him but a little lower than the angels. You adorn him with glory and honor. You give him mastery over the works of your hands. You put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, even the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, the fish of the sea, and whatsoever walks in the paths of the sea. O Lord, our governor, how exalted is your name in all the world. Looking up at the night sky, the psalmist would have seen at most the moon, some planets, and perhaps a few thousand stars. And he would have seen them as fixed points, like light shining through tiny holes in a half dome covering a flat earth that was believed to be the center of the universe. And yet he was filled with wonder and awe and reverence. Imagine what he would have felt if he had seen photographs from the Hubble telescope and realized that there are many galaxies and billions of stars, and that the Earth is just a speck in a tiny section of the universe. He would have been even more overwhelmed by it all and by the place of human beings in the grand scheme of things. Human beings so insignificant, if you think about it, and yet so protected, so cared for, and so blessed, so honored. I'm drawn to this psalm today because I think it offers us an opportunity to reflect in worship on who we are in relation to a world in which everything belongs. And because October 4th is the feast day of St. Francis of Assisi, who is remembered for his love for all creatures, I want to invite our attention for a moment to one verse in particular, which, rendered more inclusively than we just heard, says, "You have given them, human beings, dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under their feet, all sheep and oxen, and also the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and fish of the sea." And I want to suggest that our relationship to the larger circle of life and our understanding of that relationship and the value we place on what God has made has a lot to do with our becoming fully human. This afternoon, many people in our parish and perhaps some from the larger community will bring their cherished pets, dogs and cats and hamsters and maybe a horse, for the blessing of the animals. Those of us who know the pleasure and the comfort of a dog sitting at or on our feet, or of a cat sitting on our lap in the evening, but not on our head in the morning, as mine are wont to do, can attest to the special bond between people and what are often called companion animals. But there is another less visible and direct bond that we all share, and that is the connection between human beings and agricultural animals, livestock, on which much of the world's economic and nutritional well-being depends. Every week, we at St. Paul's contribute to the work of Heifer International in its mission of ending world hunger and caring for the earth. Similar work is done by Episcopal Relief and Development, to which we also contribute. And there are many, many other programs, some of them in our own local community, in which people sitting here today are actively involved caring for the earth and its creatures. You see, biblically speaking, human dominion over creation means essentially stewardship. It means responsibility and accountability to God. Not acting with unlimited authority and freedom, but acting in accordance with God's will and God's purposes. It also means relating to God's material world as material creatures, creatures uniquely formed in the image of God, to be sure, and yet in need of healing and redemption along with the rest of creation. Although the well-being of humanity is always a primary concern for us, it helps to remember that it is not all about us. We deceive ourselves if we do not remember the animals. In the book of Genesis, we are told that after forming a man out of the soil and planting a garden for the man to till and keep, God decided the man should not be alone, and to make the man a helper as a partner. And so God created the animals and gave them to the man to name. It was only after none of the animals turned out to be a suitable partner that God created a woman. But even then, the animals did not stop being helpers. Genesis also tells the story of human sinfulness and a great flood, and how every creature of the earth drowned except for one family that God had selected, and the animals they had taken with them on the boat. We remember how when the flood was over and the water subsided, God established a covenant with that family and their descendants. In other words, with all humanity, promising that the earth and its inhabitants would never again be destroyed by a flood. But we sometimes forget that the covenant was not only between God and humanity, it was also with the birds, the domestic animals, and every animal on earth, every living creature. For they too had died. They had died along with the people, and indeed because of them. Think of it, a covenant between God and the animals. Human beings had no part in it. God's regard for both humans and animals is echoed elsewhere, as in these words from Psalm 36. Your steadfast love, O Lord, extends to the heavens, your faithfulness to the clouds. Your righteousness is like the mighty mountains, your judgments are like the great deep. You save humans and animals alike, O Lord. You save humans and animals alike. to understand that the well-being of the earth and all its creatures are dear to the heart of God is to learn humility in the truest sense of the word. It is to be rooted in the earth, or humus, or soil, and to accept and embrace the full reality of who we are as human beings. It is to see ourselves as God sees us, and to realize that it is not all about our needs or our desires. And rather being threatened by that realization, it is to rejoice and give thanks for the place God has given us in this world that God loved into existence. And finally, it is to be mindful, I believe, of the practical effects of our decisions and our actions on our fellow creatures and on our environment, and ultimately, on our physical and spiritual health. This interconnectedness, this interdependence, this unity of the whole created order before God is a theme that runs throughout all of Scripture, a theme that finds its fulfillment in Jesus the Son, in whom all things were created and in whom all things are restored to their original goodness. The good news for us today is that we are all surrounded by the works of God's hands, and we all have a place a little lower than the angels in the world that God has made. But with this gift comes responsibility. We can build taller and taller skyscrapers. We can build smaller and smaller computers. But at the end of the day, as we like to say, the measure of our humanity will be in our hearts and in the humility with which we exercise the power that has been entrusted to us. May God grant each of us the grace to know who we are and where we belong, to treasure one another and the world around us, so that we may be wise and faithful stewards of the responsibility that has been given us as bearers of God's image, and to become the fully human beings we were created to be. In the name of Him who came into the world for a little while to show us the way. Amen.